Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be back today at my alma mater, BSOP.
今天早上我非常高兴能够回到母校。
I thank our administrators, our president, Reverend Dr. Joseph Shao, our faculty, our staff for the hard work that they are doing in raising up the next generations of godly leaders.
所以我感谢神使用我们的院长、我们的老师们来培养更多服侍主的牧者。
And I'm encouraged to see you here, students studying the Word of God.
我看到我们当中在这里学习的同学，我也被鼓励。
So today we're going to look at how God works, but not so much how God works, but look at the details of how God's work in our lives, but at the same time not missing out on the big picture of why God works.
今天早上我们不单单要看看上帝怎么样来做事情，我们更要看那个大的图画，也就是上帝为什么做这些事情。
Let me begin by asking you some question.
开始的时候，容许我问大家一些的问题。
What are the chances of success if a girl asks a man to marry him?
如果是一个女生问一个男生，请那个男生娶她，她有百分多少的这个机遇会成功呢？
Or let's say, an employee asking the boss to marry him.
或者一个员工请他的老板来娶她。他能够成功吗？
Or a poor girl asking a rich man to marry him. You know, the stuff of telenovela.
或者我们在这个连续剧里面所看到的一个贫穷的女孩要一个很有富有的一个男孩来娶她，她有多少的这个机遇可以成功呢？
What would you say is the chance of success?
你认为他们能够如愿以偿呢？这个机遇有多大呢？
Do you raise your thumb or lower it? What do you think? Yes or no? Okay, I think most people would agree. The chances of success is zero.
可能我们大部分的人会认为这个不太可能。
But when we look at the text in Ruth, we find that's exactly what happened.
但是呢，我们看路德记的时候，事实却是这样发生了。
A poor foreign widow.
是一个从国外来的一个贫穷的一个寡妇。
A marginalized person.
是一个边缘的人物。
As a rich, wealthy person, if he could be her husband.
要求一个比他富有来的一个人呢来娶她。
And yet were her chances zero?
但是呢，我们发现她的机遇是零吗？
But we know how the story turns out.
但是我们知道这个故事的结果。
The guy set in motion to marry her.
所以这个主角真的就娶了她。
Why?
为什么？
Why?
为什么是如此呢？
If you were the guy, would you do that?
如果你是那个男生，你会娶这个寡妇吗？
You know, our focus is on chapter 4, but we'll review some of the earlier chapter verses.
虽然我们是读了这个路德记第四章，但是我们要温习一下前文。
Boaz has gone up to the gate and sat down, and behold, the Redeemer of whom Boaz has spoken came by.
这个第四章第一节，波阿斯来到了城门口，就在那里。恰巧波阿斯所说的那个至亲亲属也经过了。
You see, for the Israelite, what happened is that God desires for them to have their descendants, that their names will not be off the record of the genealogy.
我们知道上帝对以色列人的心意是让每个人他的这个家族呢都能够延续下去。
So what happens is if there is someone who died, who married and died and doesn't have a children, the next brother would have give birth with the wife, but those children would be considered the older brother's son.
如果有一个男人他这个结婚之后没有后裔就过世了，那么他的这个弟弟或者他的至亲亲属就要为他来立后。
That's one legal. That's one moral matter.
这边呢是上帝为他们定的，虽然人看起来是否有这个道德的这个关键的问题。
On the other hand, the issue here is another legal matter.
但另外一方面还有一个所谓法律的问题。
You know Naomi, the one who her husband Elimelech left Israel to go to Moab because there was a famine, and then in Moab, Elimelech and his two sons died, leaving Naomi a widow.
我们知道这个 Naomi 当这个 伯利恒有饥荒的时候，她那个丈夫他们就移居到这个摩亚地，在那边呢，不单单这个丈夫死了，两个儿子也死了。
The two sons before they died, they married, and that leave their two wives widows.
这两个儿子还没有死之前，他们娶了摩亚的女子，但是死的时候没有后裔。
And so Naomi decided to come back to Israel because she heard that God had visited the people and they are having good harvest.
当Naomi听到上帝眷顾以色列，他们已经有收成的时候，她就决定回到伯利恒。
Oprah stayed behind, but Ruth chose to follow Naomi and to follow her God, Jehovah, back to Israel.
Orpah 原则上是听婆婆的话就回到自己的娘家，但是这个路德呢是执意要跟着她的婆婆来到以色列。
Back in Israel, Ruth decided to help her widow, mother-in-law glean some food by picking the leftover harvest that has fallen on the floor and bringing them back.
路德来到以色列的时候，他就借着在人家的后面施这些麦穗来养活自己和他的婆婆。
And she just happened to glean this barley, this harvest in the field of Boaz.
圣经说恰巧他来到的这个麦场呢，就是这个波阿斯的这个田地。
Okay, and then after some time, Ruth's mother-in-law Naomi asked Ruth, "Why don't you, in a sense, propose to Boaz?"
过了一段时候，这个婆婆就教她，你为什么不要求波阿斯娶你为妻呢
？But of course, do it at night.
当然，在晚上你可以这样做。
So that he can, you know, politely refuse, and there would be no controversy.
如果这个波阿斯很客气的不答应的话，那这事就这样了结吧。
Okay, but then of course Boaz didn't refuse, and he wanted to marry Ruth.
当然，我们看到波阿斯没有拒绝，他决定要娶路德。
There was a problem. There was another nearer relative, a nearer kinsman redeemer who had the first right of redemption.
但是按照以色列的这个律法，上帝所定的。比波阿斯还有一个更至近的亲属，他有第一个权利。
So Boaz now went to the gate to wait for him.
所以波阿斯就来到这个城门口等这个至近的亲属。
Why the gate?
为什么在这个城门口呢
？You know, the gate of the city is the place where the people do their business.
因为当时他们做生意还有其他的事情都是在这个城门口。
The merchants would go to the gate of the city to display their goods to sell there.
所以做生意的人他们在城门口来做买卖。
And also if there are legal matters that needs to be settled, they would be settled there at the gate of the city.
有什么法律上的问题他们也就在这个地方来解决这些
问题。So Boaz told the kinsman redeemer, come, sit down. And he called 10 witnesses to sit down with them.
所以呢波阿斯看到这个至亲的亲属就请他坐下来，也请一些长老来做他们的见证人。
So Boaz explained, Naomi, the wife of Elimelech, our relative, is selling the parcel of land that belongs to them.
所以波阿斯对这个至亲亲属说，我们的这个亲戚伊利米勒，他们要把这块地卖出来。
Buy it in the presence of the elders, or if not, I will redeem it.
如果你不愿意，你可以买；你不愿意，那我不愿意买。
Now, by the way, we have to keep in mind that this was at a time when there were no paper used yet.
Papers.
Yeah.
我们要记得他们当时没有这个纸。
Why the need for 10 witness?
所以为什么这边要有十个见证人
？So that the 10 witness can verify that the transaction that happened was mutually agreed upon and legally binding.
所以这十个人呢可以做证人，好让他们的这个合同可以生效。
And so the person said, "Okay, I will redeem it."
这个至亲亲属很快说我要买这块地。
Then Boaz said, "Okay, on the day that you buy the field, you also acquire Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, to be your wife to perpetuate the name of the dead."
但是有一个条件，就是当你买这块地的时候，你同时也要赎这个马伦的这个寡妇，让他们可以立后。
And then the redeemer said, "I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I impair my own inheritance. Take the right of redemption for yourself, because I can't redeem it."
这个至亲亲属听到这个条件的时候，他就拒绝接受这个路德，也就不买这块地，
you know,
就让给这个波阿斯。
What was going through the redeemer's mind?
所以这个至亲亲属他头脑在想什么呢？
At first he wanted it, then he doesn't want it anymore.
开始的时候他想要，现在又不要。
You know, at first he was thinking, oh, if I shell out money to help out Naomi, my status would increase because, you know, I'm helping out my deceased relative. I'm a good relative.
可能他第一想的是说，如果我拿钱出来买这块地，原则上是帮助 Naomi 这个家庭，我的这个地位人家会比较尊重我。
And then if I need to perpetuate the name of dad, you know, Naomi is past childbearing age, so, you know, that's not going to happen.
另外一方面呢，这个Naomi本身已经过了生育的年龄了，所以可能不会要求我为她来生孩子。
So I will need to take care of Naomi, but since she's old, she probably won't live for a few more years.
我可以照顾Naomi，但她已经老了，也许过几年就死了。
So I'll use the profits I gain from the field that I bought from her to take care of her, and then after she dies, all the profits of the fields would be mine.
所以呢，我买了这块地，这块地的出产。这个钱可以养活他，他死了之后，那这个收获也都是归我了。
Okay, but now suddenly Boaz introduced a new element, that's Ruth.
但是呢，波阿斯又告诉他，还有另外一个因素，就是路德。
You know, the kinsman redeemer didn't consider it, but now he's thinking, oh, Ruth is much younger than Naomi.
他这边就要想了，这个路德呢比较年轻。
And if I do take her, then we have the son would be considered her husband's son, or her first husband's sons, not my sons.
如果我娶了她，我们生一个儿子，这个儿子是归马伦，不是归她自己。
I would have to take care of her for the rest of her life.
我要还要照顾她的一生。
And then whatever profits I get from the field will be mine until our firstborn reach adulthood, then it would belong to him. So the profits will not be mine anymore.
所以在这个孩子长大之后，那么这些所赢取的东西就不再是我的。
So as he thought about it, you know, the pros and cons, you know, oh, it, the con is greater than the pros, so I'm not going to buy it.
所以他想了一下，到最后可能是他是要亏的，那他就不要买了。
And so what happened was, this was their custom when they have an agreement, a transaction. So he drew off his sandals and gave it to Boaz to signify, okay, the right of redemption is yours.
所以就按照他们当时的一个习俗，他就脱下他的拖鞋给波阿斯，表示他让给他了。
And then Boaz turned to the witnesses that you are witnesses that I have acquired the right of redemption from this person.
然后波阿斯对这些见证人说：“现在你们可以见证，我可以得到这个权利。”
What was the difference in their motive?
所以波阿斯跟这另外一个至亲亲属他们的这个动机有什么不一样？
Boaz's desire is to perpetuate the name of the dead.
所以波阿斯是愿意帮助这个死去的亲人能够立后，
which is what they received from the Lord, from Moses.
因为呢，这个是上帝借着摩西所给他们的律法的规定。
And we look at the example, you look at the example of Oprah and of this kinsman redeemer. They chose not to do what God wants. Their names are never heard from again. This redeemer's name was never even mentioned.
所以呢，我们看到这个至亲的亲属，他的名字从来没有被提起，因为他不愿意尽他做至亲亲属的本分。
But Ruth, who chose to follow Naomi's God, and Boaz, who chose to obey God, their names are written in the Bible.
但是路德他选择跟随耶和华，波阿斯也选择要按照上帝的规定去做，他们就得到这个祝福。
God remembers those who seeks to obey Him.
上帝纪念那些顺服他的人。
And at times when we seek to obey God, it makes no practical sense when you compare the pros and the cons.
很多时候我们要顺服神的时候，虽然从人的角度来看，好像我们是亏了。
And so what happened was, Boaz acknowledged, I've acquired Ruth to be my wife, to perpetuate his name. And the witnesses, we are...Witnesses, they said, may the Lord make the woman who's coming to your house like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the house of Israel.
所以这些见证人也祝福波阿斯说，但愿你所娶的这个路德会像拉结一样，能够生养众多。
Because it's from Rachel and Leah and their companions that Jacob and his 12 sons, the house of Israel was built up.
我们知道这个也正是经过这个拉结他们这个以色列的这些才这样传承下去。
And may you act worthily in Ephrathah and be renowned in Bethlehem.
所以愿你能够在以法他在伯利恒能够伟大。
This is a good blessing upon them. May you be worthy.
所以这边对他们来说，这个祝福啊是很大的。但愿你配得。
You know why are they worthy?
为什么他们配得呢？
You know what? In Ruth chapter 3, when Ruth slept at the feet of Boaz.
在第三章。当那天晚上路德睡在波阿斯的脚前的时候
And Boaz woke up in the middle of the night.
波阿斯在半夜的时候醒过来
And found out that she is there.
发现有一个女子在他的脚前
And you know what Boaz called Ruth?
所以波阿斯怎么称呼路德呢
Chapter 3 verse 11
我们看第三章十一节
And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you ask, for all my fellow townsmen know that you are a worthy woman.
在十一节，他对路德说：“女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的，我必照着行。我本城的人都知道你是一个贤德的女子，是一个配得的女子。”
Ruth, a worthy woman. How is she a worthy woman? She's a Moabite, and Moses has cursed the Moabites. None of them shall appear before the congregation of the Lord. Moses said.
摩押人呢是被咒诅的，为什么能够称路德是一个摩押女子，是叫做贤德的呢？
It's because Ruth, as a Moabite, has chosen to follow the God of Israel.
她虽然是一个摩押女子，但是她选择要跟随耶和华。
Okay, then you go back to look at Ruth chapter 2. How was Boaz introduced?
我们也回到第二章，也看看他们怎么介绍波阿斯。
Now Naomi had a relative of her husband's, a worthy man of the clan of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz.
那这个第二章第一节 ，Naomi 的丈夫以利米勒的亲族当中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主，英文呢可以意味叫做一个配得的人。
Okay, Boaz was a worthy man.
他是一个有道德的人
And the worthy man looks at Ruth as a worthy woman.
所以一个有好德性的人看另外一个这个路德也是一个有德性的女子
Because both of them are seeking to please the Lord.
因为他们两个人也都是同样要取悦于神
And now after Boaz made his intentions known to the elders, the elders said, May you be worthy.
所以当波阿斯做这个选择要娶路德的时候这些长老见证人他们也是这样说但愿你是成为那个配得的
May your house be like the house of Perez whom Tamar bore to Judah
愿你的家族就像法勒斯的家一般从塔玛生了犹大
But if you're familiar with the story of how that happened Tamar bore Perez in a shameful manner
当然我们如果回到这个创世纪我们知道这个他玛的这个事情从人的角度看起来好像是一个羞耻的事。
But in contrast, as the worthy man and the worthy woman comes together, the whole town acknowledged their worthiness and may you be a worthy family.
但是在波阿斯跟路德的这个身上他们两个都是所谓是好的这个形象所以全城的人也同样祝福他们。
So、what do we see happening here?
我们看见什么呢
We see God uses the faithful to bless the hopeless.
我们这边看到上帝使用那些信使的人来帮助那些绝望的人。
Boaz was a faithful person who honors God.
我们看到波阿斯他是一个信使的人他也尊敬神。
In chapter 2, how did he greet his co-workers, his employees?
所以第二章我们可以看到他怎么样跟他的这些员工打招呼。
He said, the Lord be with you.
我们的神与你同在。
And they respond, the Lord bless you.
所以神祝福你们。
Do you greet one another like that?
我们见面的时候是不是也是彼此祝福呢?
Oh, the Lord be with you. Oh, the Lord bless you. Or hello, hi. Or if you're in the Philippines.
Kumusta.
Okay.
我们在这边我们怎么样来打招呼呢
Okay, so he's a godly man.
他是一个敬畏神的人。
Naomi and Ruth are both widows.
Naomi 跟这个路德都是寡妇。
They're helpless.
他们是无助的。
They have no children.
他们也没有后裔也没有孩
子。They desire rest.
They
desire rest.
虽然他们希望能够有安息。
And they're like hopeless, in a hopeless situation.
但是他们却是在一个看起来是非常绝望的一个处境。
But God uses Boaz, the faithful, to bless the hopeless.
但是我们看到这边上帝使用这个信使的波阿斯来祝福这一对的寡妇。
So Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife.
所以波阿斯就娶了路德。
And he went into her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son.
上帝就使路德怀孕，生了一个男孩。
You know, the amazing thing with God is He doesn't just do things the way we think. He can do things far different from how we think.
我们看到上帝做工的方式跟人的方式不一样，甚至是超越人所想象的。
God doesn't just use the faithful to bless the hopeless. God uses the hopeless to bless the faithful.
上帝呢不单单用信实的人来帮助那些无助的人，上帝也用那些无助的人来帮助那些信实的人。
Even though we can say Boaz is a worthy man who seeks to honor God, yet he's an old man who has no wife and has no children.
虽然波阿斯是一个贤德的人呢，但是呢，看起来他是一个比较年长的，很可能没有家庭。
Okay, and and you know what happened? How do we know that he's an old person?
我们怎么知道他是一个老人家呢
？In chapter 3, do you look at how Boaz called Ruth? He called her my daughter.
一方面第三章。波阿斯是称她为女儿。
And look at how Naomi calls Ruth. He calls her my daughter.
这个 Naomi 也是称路德为我的女儿。
And so that would and we know that Naomi's husband Elimelech and Boaz they are contemporaries.
原则上我们可以说Naomi 的丈夫跟这个波阿斯他们是同辈的人。
Okay, and so what happens is that.Here he's way older than Ruth, and if he dies, who would get his inheritance? Most probably his relatives, his brothers.
原则上看起来波斯应该是比较年纪大一点的人。如果他没有家庭的话，那他的这些产业可能就是要归他的一些亲属了。
You know, in the older times, the Lord permitted Jacob to have many wives, but more and more, it's clear that God wanted.Them to have one husband and one wife.
他们知道神的心意原则上还是一夫一妻，但是在旧约的时候，我们看到上帝容许有些人呢，他们有几个妻子。
So when Boaz married Ruth, God gave him a son.
当波阿斯娶了路德的时候，上帝就赐给他们一个儿子。
And the women came together and they told Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a redeemer. May His name be renowned in Israel."
所以当他们这个儿子诞生的时候，这些妇人就对拿米说，愿耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日呢没有撇下你，使你无至尽的亲属。他必提起你的精神，奉养你的老。
He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of old age. For your daughter-in-law who loves you is who is more to you than seven sons has given birth to him.
因为你有这个媳妇呢，是比七个儿子更好。
For the Jew, the ideal family is a family with seven sons.
对一个犹太的家庭来说，最理想呢，就是一个家有七个儿子。
Naomi doesn't have that. She only has a daughter-in-law, Ruth.
这个时候 Naomi儿子都死了，只有一个媳妇。
But Ruth is better than the seven sons.
但他们旁边的周边的人都认为，这个媳妇是好过有七个儿子。
You know, when I look at the relationship between Ruth and Naomi, I can't help but wonder why are they so close? Why does Ruth respect Naomi so much?
这边呢，我自己有一个很惊讶的，就是说，为什么 Naomi 跟这个 Ruth 他们的关系这么亲密呢？
Think of the mothers-in-laws you've met and the daughters-in-law that you have met. How are their relationships like?
我们平常的情况下，通常所听到的婆婆媳妇的关系好呢，还是不好呢？
Maybe there's, you know, courtesy, polite respect. But how many mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws do you know of are best friends?
可能他们彼此之间就是礼貌的这样相待，但是有多少的婆婆跟媳妇是很亲密的，是闺蜜呢？
For me, when I look at why would Ruth leave behind her people not just to follow Naomi, but also to follow her God?
So, 为什么路德愿意 来放下她的娘家，跟从这个她的婆婆呢？
I would like to think that it's because of Naomi's faith in God. She was living life, trusting in God, even though she faced hardship, she faced poverty, she faced disaster, yet she continued to hold on to God.
我深信娜奥米虽然她经历这些困难，但是她还是持守她对耶和华的信仰。
So Naomi, a hopeless case, but not hopeless with God.
所以这个娜奥米从人的角度来说好像是无助的，是绝望的，但是对神来说并不是没有希望的。
Naomi took the child, laid him on her lap, became his nurse, and the woman from the neighborhood came and said, a son has been born to Naomi.
所以这个孩子诞生的时候，娜奥米接过这个孩子，他们就称他为是娜奥米的儿子，他就做了这个孩子的养母。
You remember in chapter 1?
在第一章
What did Naomi tell Ruth and Oprah?
那个时候这个婆婆对两个媳妇是怎么说的呢
She said, go back to your family. Do I have sons to give you? If I were to marry today and tomorrow give birth to a son, will you wait until they're grown up to marry them? The point is, I have no son. It's impossible for me to have a son.
当时娜奥米要回以色列的时候，她就劝这两个媳妇都要回自己的娘家。长话短说，就是说你跟着我，我没有孩子可以再给你们立后了。
And yet here the woman said, Naomi has a son. Not Ruth has a son. Not Boaz has a son. But Naomi has a son.
这边当路德生了这个儿子的时候，他们的看法却是说。Naomi 得了一个儿子，而不是路德得了一个儿子。
You know, part of the rest that the Israelites seek, when we look at this passage, what are they seeking? Are they seeking security to have a man provide for them?
所以当我们看他们的背景的时候，这里最主要的是一个女人，她很需要有一个男人来养她吗？
What they're seeking is for rest, to rest before the Lord and fulfill the Lord's desire, which is to have descendants, to have children, to continue the name of your husband.
或者是在主的里面可以有所谓这个安息，也就是有这些后裔。
And God did the impossible. He allowed these two hopeless people to have a son.
So, but
He also used them to bless the faithful.
神呢也让这两个好像没有希望的这个寡妇，果然他们有一个孩子。
And the son, they named him Obed. He's the father of Jesse, the father of David.
这个孩子就是俄贝德，就是耶西的父。耶西是大卫之父。
And now these are the generations of Perez. Perez fathered Hezron. Hezron fathered Ram. Ram fathered Aminadab. Aminadab fathered Nashon. Nashon fathered Salmon. Salmon fathered Boaz. Boaz fathered Obed. Obed fathered Jesse. And Jesse fathered David.
所以这个贝德呢，也就是后面我们知道就是大卫的这个祖先。
Okay, why did God allow this series of events to happen?
为什么上帝容许这一系列的事情发生呢
？We discovered that one of their descendants is David.
我们发现后面他们的后裔是大卫。
And David, as we know, is the greatest king of Israel.
我们可以说大卫是以色列人当中最伟大的君王。
Why did God allow a Moabite foreigner, Ruth, and who to follow him and to meet up with another Israelite, Boaz?
上帝为什么容许是一个叫做外邦的摩押的女子，然后她嫁到这个以色列来，然后她成为这个大卫的祖先
？It was because God saw this woman sacrifice herself to take care of an old woman who cannot take care of herself.
一方面，我们可以看到这个路德，她愿意牺牲自己，继续来奉养她的婆婆。
And then she saw this man who offered protection to the poor, who treated his workers well, who ate with them and slept among them as he was one of them.
上帝也看到像波斯这样的一个人，他也爱戴他的这些员工，跟他们一起工作，一起吃住。
And it's with the kind of trust in God, the kind of values, the family dynamics that these two come together to raise up the next generation of godly children.
所以上帝就使用这两个敬畏他的人来兴起下一代敬畏他的这个家庭。
So God is raising up godly family to accomplish His purposes.
所以上帝是兴起敬畏他的家庭来完成他的这个大的计划。
We can say the story of David actually began with the story of a great, great grandmother.
所以我们可以说大卫的故事的开始应该是从他的曾祖母来开始。
This woman, Naomi, was in a hopeless situation.
Naomi 是在一个好像无助或者绝望的情况下。
But she clung to her God.
但是她还是抓住她的神。
And the Lord chose her to work out His purposes.
上帝也选择使用她来完成她自己的计划。
And the bigger picture, as we know, Jesus is a descendant of David.
更大的图画，我们也知道耶稣是大卫的后裔。
Jesus' ancestral family has a history of giving themselves self-sacrificially for others, being one of the people.
所以，耶稣的这个祖先的当中，我们也就看到有很多人，他们也都愿意来牺牲自己，来成全别人。
We also see Jesus Christ in this story.
我们在这个故事当中，也许也可以说看到耶稣。
Ruth sacrificing herself for Naomi.
路德为 Naomi 来牺牲。
Boaz taking the right of redemption to save Naomi and Ruth from their situation when they cannot help themselves.
波阿斯也愿意来承担这个责任，来不单单养活这个这两个寡妇，并且为他们立后。
In the same way that Jesus Christ saved us from the penalty of sin and death when we were helpless to save ourselves.
耶稣也是在我们无助、我们绝望的时候，把我们从最终拯救出来。
So from this story, we can see both the details, the little picture. But when we step back, we can also see the bigger picture of why and how God works.
所以从这个故事的细节，我们可以看到这些故事是怎么发生的。但是退后一步，我们更是看到那个大的图画。
God delivers the faithful and the hopeless to accomplish His set purposes.
所以上帝原则上可以说是拯救那些信实的，也拯救那些无助的，来完成他自己的旨意跟计划。
The question we have to ask ourselves is, what is our purpose? What are we doing here?
另外一方面，我们可以退一步问自己，我们在这里做什么？我们
的目标是什么？ What are we here at BSOP for?
我们来 BSOP 是什么目的呢？
Is it to pass the test?
只不过就是要考试及格呢？
Is it to graduate?
并且经过几年就可以毕业呢？
Is it to prepare for the ministry?
甚至只是单单为了预备将来的服事吗？
You know, one time there was a person, he was walking, and then he saw three workers laying bricks.
有一次有一个人，他在走路的时候看到有三个人，他们在这个盖房子，在用一个砖，一块一块这样叠起来。
So he asked the first person, what are you doing?
所以他就问第一个人，你在做什么？
And the person said, can't you see I'm laying bricks?
你没有看到吗？我就是把这个砖一块一块叠起来。
Then he asked the second person, what are you doing?
然后他问第二个人，你在做什么？
The person said, I'm building a wall.
我在盖一座的这个墙壁。
And then he asked the third person, what are you doing?
然后呢，他再问第三个人，你在做什么？
He answered,I'm building a beautiful cathedral. After it's finished, people will come over from the countryside to worship God here.
我是在盖一个非常堂皇的一个教堂，当它建完之后，会有很多人从村落里面都来这边敬拜神。
Who among you of the three workers do you think knows why he's doing what he's doing?
所以这三个工人当中，哪一个呢？他最清楚自己的目标呢？
It's the third one.
是第三个。
So why are we studying here?
所以我们在非圣读书为了什么？
What is God's purpose for our lives?
上帝对我们人生的这个目标是什么？
In the New Testament, Jesus Christ made it very clear.
在新约，耶稣给我们一个很清楚的提示。
Make disciples.
我们要去装备招门徒，装备门徒。
As you go about your lives.
当我们继续我们的人生的时候，
baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
我们奉父子的圣灵的名来为他们施洗。
and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
也教导他们遵守我所教导你们的一切。
This is known as the Great Commission.
也就是我们所说的大使命。
To make disciples.
是要使人做门徒。
Not to go.
所以当然我们要出去。
The go is a participle, so it's under the big disciples.
这个出去是一个分词。
And so the great commandment is fueled by the great commission is fueled by the motive of the great commandment. We love God and we love others.
这个大使命是建立在那个最大的律法，也就是爱神爱人。
So we love God, we love others.And then we make disciples. We teach other people to love God, to love others, who will in turn teach other people to love God and to love others.
所以我们本身，我们爱神爱人，所以我们去使人做门徒，也教他们也同样能够爱神爱人，他们也去培养一些门徒。
So that is our purpose.
这是我们的目标。
The Great Commission.
也就是这个大使命。
And the motive is the Great Commandment.
当然我们的动机是从这个最大的律法来的。
Don't lose sight of that.
所以我们不要忽视或者说忘记了这个最主要的动力。
At the same time, when you are serving, make sure you build up your family.
当然我们在服事当中也记得建立我们自己的
家庭。Do not neglect your family in the name of ministry.
不要原则上说为了这个服事而忽略了自己的家庭。
Because also God wants to raise up godly family.
因为上帝也要我们来兴起敬畏他的家庭
Whether your own family, our own family
是你的自己的家庭我自己的家庭
Or the family of the people we're ministering to
还有我们所服侍的对象他们的家庭
In order to finish the Great Commission
好让我们可以去完成主的大使命
May the Lord help us
但愿我们的神继续的帮助我们
May God bless His word
也求主自己赐福他的话语我们一起祷告Our Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for the reminder that you are a different God, Lord, probably beyond what we think and how we can imagine. Even in times when we seem to be helpless or hopeless, and yet, Lord, you are still there to use us, unworthy people, to accomplish your task. Father, I pray that you will continue to create in us a desire,to be a godly person and to be your instrument in accomplishing your great plan. 天父我们再次谢谢你你再次提醒我们虽然有些时候我们好像是无助是绝望但是神你还是愿意借着我们这些无助的人来完成你自己的大使命你自己的伟大的这个计划保守我们能够艰辛来信靠你我们能够顺服你也陶足你自己的喜悦但愿你的大使命也能够透过我们能够来完成这样祷告奉耶稣的圣名阿们